I managed to get enough money from McClure to pay the bail for Red and Durango Bill. McClure wasn't exactly happy about it, but it was less than it would have cost him to have insufficient hands to work his ranch. We were a small-time outfit, and with the summer on, we had much work to do rounding up strays. Because there were so few of us, we often split up to search for cattle. Cowwaddies prefer to work in teams, especially when working rough country where a fall, snake bite, or a wildcat attack can put a man's life at risk. I'd had trouble with what passed for law in Pagosa Springs, so I stayed out of town unless absolutely necessary. My main concern was the Double R outfit, which seemed both greedy, powerful, and bent on revenge. We backed them down when they had tried to buffalo us, and that would have rankled. Tyrone Rock was known as a tough and unrelenting man with aspirations to be the biggest cattleman in Colorado. He wouldn't take kindly to having been put in his place by a small outfit like ours. We were a burr under his saddle that he couldn't ignore, for if he let McClure get away with it, others would soon try. If that happened, he'd have a fight on his hands everywhere, so I knew he would try to teach us a lesson soon. The first lesson came one afternoon as I was riding up a trail in the mountains searching for calves. Two riders suddenly appeared in the bend before me, halting side by side to block my way. They acted as if they desired friendly conversation, but I quickly spotted Double R brands on their horses. Reining in, I released the thong on the hammer of my colt, angling to the left so they could see me do it.
"Howdy!"
The speaker was a big man, the older one of the pair. He was square of build and somewhat amicable, and wore a red shirt and a low flat-crowned hat. The other was smaller and younger, the kid from our first encounter, the one they had called Frankie, who had a thin mustache and pinched, angry eyes. Frankie stared at me as if he had a chip on his shoulder. I knew from the double rig he wore that he fancied himself a shootist. I angled my horse, my right side, to them.
"Afternoon,"
Frankie scowled.
"You looking for trouble?"
"Nope, looking for strays. We've got several head wandering the slopes. You boys are on McClure Range."
"We're scouting the mountains for Tyrone Rock."
The bigger one put his palms on a saddle horn and leaned forward.
"We're just passing through."
Frankie glared, pulling at his thin mustache.
"But we're aiming to stay. Maybe even right here, if we want this place bad enough."
I shook my head. "This land belongs to Pete McClure, and it's not for sale. You can tell that to Tyrone Rock. I've already told his men once. McClure won't sell." The big one grinned, friendly-like.
"I don't know about that. Mr. Rock pays pretty well for land. McClure would be hard set to find anyone else who'd pay him as much."
"So I've heard. 10,000, take it or leave it. It's not enough." Frankie sneered.
"That's more than any two-bit rancher will see in a lifetime, Gentry. If you ask me, the best thing McClure could do is take it, cut his losses, and run."
I let my gaze drift to him. "Nobody asked you."
"Look, I'm just the foreman here, boys. The boss decides whether he wants to sell or not. I have no say in that."
"Maybe you could change his mind."
Frankie edged his horse a step closer.
"Maybe I could, but I won't. It's his ranch, and he's the boss."
Frankie grinned a grin of hate.
"Maybe you've got a lot to learn about how to influence people."
I looked him dead in the eye. "And you've got a lot to learn about manners."
"I'll teach you manners."
He started his horse forward. I glanced at the older one.
"Call off your pup, or I'll pin his ears back."
The older man shrugged.
"He's a wild one, but he's no pup."
I jammed the spurs into my horse's flanks and drove her straight into Frankie's horse. The move caught him off guard. His hands flashed for his guns, and I backhanded him across his face, the sound echoing off the rocks. Before he could recover, I grabbed his collar and galloped past, dragging him from the saddle. He hit the ground on his back with a grunt of pain, and as he got to his feet, he tried to draw one of his guns, but I turned my horse and drove her chest into his face, sending him sprawling down the steep slope of the hill. Halting my horse, I faced the older man, but he made no hostile moves. Instead, he watched Frankie tumble down the hill in a cloud of dust and appeared slightly amused.
"You tell that kid, if he ever tries to draw on me again, I'll put daylight through him."
My hand hovered over my gun butt.